This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Now we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. As opposed to we weren't back. Now we're back. Dr. Why use the word now? We're back. This headline caught my eye. One in four Americans say parents should get to decide if their kids are vaccinated. This is a poll. It's interesting, right? Obviously, these results are amid a huge slew of controversy when it comes to vaccines and infectious disease. But according to this poll by the Huffington Post, or not by the Huffington Post, but reported by the Huffington Post, the survey was conducted by NBC and the Wall Street Journal. A large majority of Americans surveyed said childhood vaccinations should be mandatory. But one quarter of respondents said parents should get to make that decision themselves. Survey conducted by NBC and Wall Street Journal found that 72% of adults believe parents should be required to vaccinate their children with common inoculations, such as the MMR, which prevent measles and other diseases. But 25% said parents should be allowed to choose if and when to vaccinate their kids. 3% were unsure. You know, we always make fun of the unsure, you know, sliver, right, of the pie. We always, but I, in this particular case, I think that unsure number is going to grow. I think you're going to have some people go, no, wait a second here. Let me think about this for a second here. I don't think a lot of people are going to want to join in on this controversy because it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we have the largest nationwide measles outbreak in 25 years. According to Huffington Post, most people who have contracted the disease were not vaccinated, including hundreds of people who live in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York and Michigan. Quarantines have been introduced at some schools over fears that the disease could spread, and moviegoers at a screening of Avengers Endgame had to worry about being infected after a woman in the audience was reported to have the measles. Now, again, why aren't we seeing this much passion with the hepatitis A outbreak that's affecting even more, almost double, than what we're seeing with measles? And why aren't we seeing this much passion when it comes to the flu shot? People are worried that they went and saw Endgame and they might have gotten the measles. Yet, every winter when there's a Star Wars movie, you don't see people panicking about the flu. Okay, we have some inconsistencies here, people. We got to get that straight. They say earlier polling indicates that most Americans believe the benefits of the MMR vaccine are high and the risks are low. Pew Research notes that 82% of Americans favored school-based vaccine requirements in 2016 and found that a majority of Americans had high faith in medical professionals to give them accurate advice when it came to vaccination. And that's good, okay, because we doctors do. We will give you the nuts and bolts, okay? Because if we don't, we get in trouble. We get sued. So if we think there's a side effect, we'll tell you there's a side effect. If we need you to sign a consent and give you informed consent, we're going to give you informed consent. Doctors rarely now say, all right, something's 100% safe. But if we think it's safe, and I vaccinated my kids, I'm going to tell you, I vaccinated my kids. I think it's safe. Now, the idea of autism, the topic of autism keeps coming up when we talk about vaccines. And there has been study and study and study saying vaccines do not cause autism. There was a study of 650,000 Danish children born between 1999 and 2010. They found no proportional increase in instances of autism among vaccinated and unvaccinated kids. But what I want as a doctor and as a mom who's pro-vaccine are some answers as to why autism rates are going up. I don't think at all it's connected to vaccines. And I've told you guys that. Especially since I have people in my family with autism, and it seems to follow a gene. Does it seem to correlate with their vaccinations? So I could, from secondhand, tell you guys, secondhand meaning in the family, that it's not vaccines. That's not what caused the autism in my extended family. But as autism rates number grow, parents are going to freak out. And parents are going to need an answer soon as to why 1 in 56, and I think the number is even smaller now, 1 in 56 kids have autism. Should have nothing to do with the vaccines, but people are scared. And when they're scared, they're going to start doing their own deducing. You also are going to have a lot of mistrust, which is what we talked about the other day in terms of consistency. We are so worried about the fatality rate of measles, and measles can kill, that we are doing quarantines and we're banning, you know, public, you know, people from, using public transportation. We're fining people, but why aren't we this diligent then with the flu shot? You know, I wonder what the results would have been with that survey if we asked about mandatory flu vaccines. I think we're probably only at a 50, maybe 40% of the American public would agree with mandatory flu vaccines. What's the difference? Well, the flu vaccine isn't as efficacious as the measles vaccine. But if more people die from the flu, that might, you know, that might even that out. Now, because more people hear of side effects to the flu vaccine. So they're like, no, because I could get a side effect. Well, maybe the MMR vaccine is safer than the flu vaccine. I think the flu vaccine is safe. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about viruses. We're talking about potentially deadly, whereas the flu killed 80,000 last year. And nobody's talking about mandatory vaccines or doing surveys or anything like that for the flu vaccine. Nobody wants to go there. Why? Because it's not a popular subject. It's very easy to focus this on MMR. Meanwhile, we have a hepatitis outbreak that's more than the measles. No one's talking about mandatory vaccination there. So you start to then have a little bit of a distrust going, wait a second here, what's going on? Why all this on measles? Well, maybe measles is new and it's the new story. But we need people to trust the vaccine program, and I don't think they will. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this may be a no-brainer. I mean, you and I have been probably talking about this for years, especially since the ACA. But CNN is reporting, and the Kaiser Foundation is reporting, that the federal government is paying insurers billions of dollars more than necessary. Duh. I said that years ago. Duh. All right, well, now it's making news. In 2019, it's making news. They say the federal government may be paying insurers billions more than necessary to cover senior citizens in the popular Medicare Advantage program, according to this new report. Now, Medicare Advantage is a private insurer's contract with the federal government to provide coverage to the elderly and disabled in Medicare. I don't like the term elderly, but they have that term. They say about one-third of all Medicare beneficiaries are enrolled in Advantage plans. and that figure is expected to grow in the coming decade. They say, however, insurers are paid based on costs incurred by those in the traditional Medicare program, adjusted for factors like age and health status. So the Kaiser Family Foundation found that seniors who enroll in Medicare Advantage spend $1,250 less in the year before they switch to an insurer-run plan compared to those who remain in the traditional program. They also use fewer health services, even if they had medical issues like asthma, breast, prostate cancer, and diabetes, than those in traditional medicine. So it means that the federal government may be overestimating the expected cost of Medicare Advantage enrollees who may be healthier than their counterparts in traditional Medicare, adjusting the payments to more accurately reflect costs could have major implications. And according to Gretchen Jacobson, Associate Director at Kaiser's Program on Medicare Policy, it could add up to a substantial amount of money. Now, they say the federal government has never had accurate data on Medicare Advantage enrollees' costs or use of services. I don't see why they don't. Everything's electronic now. Insurers are required to provide this information to officials, but the data often has gaps. It's not known what happens to beneficiary spending after they sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, Medicare already has shaky finances. And again, this is being reported by CNN. They are admitting that Medicare has shaky finances. It covers nearly 60 million Americans and is growing by 10,000 people a day as baby boomers are turning 65. The trust fund for Part A, which pays for hospital and nursing homes, will be depleted in 2026 and will then only be able to foot a share of the tab, according to the most recent trustees report. So your hospital and nursing home care by the year 2026 will be depleted. Mind you, somewhere in this beautiful country of ours, Bernie Sanders is saying Medicare for all. It's so easy to say. All right, yeah, everybody gets it, Medicare for all. Well, so Medicare's future, they say, has become the central focus of the 2020 campaign, with several Democratic candidates looking to expand it to younger Americans or to create a universal health care system called Medicare for all. And I get everybody's going to be taxed. I think a 4.5% tax per not citizen. I would probably say per resident. I don't know. Whoever's paying payroll taxes, then a 7% payroll tax for employers. But I don't see how that extra money is going to cover it. If we're already in a deficit, and now you want to expand it to everybody, they're going to have to tax a hell of a lot more. But see, they want to promise low taxes, because if they say, look, you know, we're going to have to tax everybody an extra 10%, well, they're like, oh, hell no, we're not voting for you. But if they go, no, 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 let's just be a little like 4.5%, just a little touch, just 4.5%, oh, I can handle that. And I got to be honest with you guys, I would choose the 4.5% over what I'm paying right now for health care and deductibles. I mean, my health care is my health insurance is crap, and my health care isn't much better. I might even consider paying a little bit more in taxes, but a little teensy-weensy bit more. I'm already paying a crap load in taxes. So the Trump administration Republican lawmakers are saying such a move for Medicare for all would jeopardize the current Medicare program. And they're right. I don't care how much you agree or disagree with Donald Trump. I think a kindergartner would know that if you have a fund that is going to be depleted in 7 years, you really don't expand it to, you know, another 70% of the country. Or 60% of the country, however the numbers add up. And then we're finding, which again isn't a shock, that the federal government is wasting a lot of money. Now, we need to talk about insurance companies. And we need insurance companies. We bag on them a lot. In our current system, we need them. They're very powerful. if, God forbid, I get into an accident and I have to be in the hospital for a month, there is no way I have that money. I don't have the money in the bank to cover 2-3 days of the hospital. I'm going to need insurance to pay that hospital. So I paid premiums, crappy premiums, premiums that I think are too high, but I pay it because if, God forbid, I need it years from now, they'll pay the hospital for me. The problem with that is a lot of people are like, you know what? The hospital's not going to kick me out. America's great. The hospital will take care of me, and then they'll bill me. So do I really have to put the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into an insurance company that I'm getting nothing back? Especially now with the pre-existing condition clause. If I ever do get sick or get diabetes or whatever, then I'll buy health insurance. I'm not going to buy it now. So that's not the healthiest state. Now, what Obama did and Sebelius and Pelosi did is, okay, let's just fine everybody. If you don't buy health insurance, you're going to be fined. Well, that didn't really solve it. And insurers, if you do Obamacare and you're on the exchanges, we will pay you the extra subsidies to cover many Americans. So if somebody's insurance was now going to skyrocket to $1,200, the insurance company may say, hey, why not make it $1,300? Why not make it $1,400? The government will pay. Government's paying $1,000 or plus to help offset that per person or per family. So the insurance company is making money. The government is giving the insurance companies money. You and I are still paying through the roof, and we still have high deductibles. We still don't feel like we could walk into a doctor and not have to worry about a bill. Personally, I kind of like the way it was old school, where you go to the doctor, you pay the cash up front. It's $25. Maybe cook them a nice meal. Bring them one of your chickens. Takes care of you. Easy in and out visit. Doctor doesn't have to fight with the insurance company. Doctor doesn't have to pay for billing software. Doctor doesn't have to. Oh my God, there's so much crap you have to do when you bill insurance. Just pay up front. If you want to get reimbursed by your insurance or your HSA, whatever, I don't care. Leave me out of it. And again, you're using an insurance company to buy down the price. You want to go see Dr. Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia's office visit is $100. You are paying your insurance $1,200 a month to ask Dr. Dahlia to only charge you $32. Or your insurance company $32. Now, you have a deductible, so you pay that $32. If you met your deductible, the insurance will pay that $32. I'm as a doctor going, okay, 32, my time is worth more than that, but I'll take it because that's the way the system is. Well, the doctors aren't happy. The patients aren't happy. You spent $1,200 to save 66 bucks. Where's the math? But who's happy? The insurance companies. So ideally, we may have to be in a situation where people just negotiate with the doctors themselves. And that will work fine with regular office visits and maybe a mammogram and maybe a scan. Might not work well with surgery in hospital. But I really believe that we can put our minds together and figure this out rather than mismanaging money like the federal government has done for years. 1-877-DOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is going after congressional Democrats, accusing them of dragging Attorney General William Barr's name through the mud.
So now they're slandering a distinguished public servant because the real world has disappointed them. Instead of taking a deep breath and coming back to reality, our colleagues across the aisle want to shoot the messenger and keep the perpetual outrage machine right on going.
On Tuesday, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signs an abortion bill into law. The LIFE Act bill bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that can be as early as 6 weeks.
Georgia is a state that values life. We protect the innocent. We champion the vulnerable. We stand up and speak for those unable to speak for themselves.
Similar bills have been passed in states such as Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they say up to 1 in 5 prostate cancer victims may have a genetic defect which triples their risk of death. 1 in 5 people may have this little genetic quirk that makes surviving it more difficult. And the gene is called RB1. And if you have this mutated gene in a tumor, you are 3.3 times more likely to die from prostate cancer. Now, prostate cancer is very, very common in men. But it's not that common to die from it. Usually it's very slow growing. But some men are at risk, and for some men, prostate cancer is pretty aggressive. They looked at a study of 429 men. Who had prostate cancer and found those with a mutated gene called RB1 in their tumor were 3.3 times more likely to die. It was the largest ever study carried out for advanced prostate cancer. And it might be able to help us identify who has a more vicious prostate cancer and who doesn't. And I'm very passionate about this topic because over the last decade, we've been telling men to not get screened for prostate cancer. We've been telling men to, you know, watch and wait if you have prostate cancer. And I'm like, whoa, and African-American males are maybe more aggressive. I've seen people die from this. No watching and waiting. But in medicine and in the government, and when it comes to insurer dollars, they don't want to treat everybody the same. They can't, just because you hear of a few dying, make everybody go through screening. They don't want to do that because it's going to cost too much. So we need to now dissect out, filter out, who actually needs the more aggressive approach. So if it turns out you do have a gene mutation that puts you at risk, then maybe we could start screening you for prostate cancer earlier. And I'm for that. I get that. You know, just like with the BRCA gene mutation testing, you know, a lot of us women have ovaries. The majority of us women have ovaries, right? And none of us want ovarian cancer. And ovarian cancer is deadly. But we are not advised as doctors to screen people for ovarian cancer because the costs outweigh the benefits. Very, very difficult thing for me to stomach because I think saving one life is worth any cost. But I get we're not supposed to be spending billions of dollars putting women through unnecessary fear if only a few of them may actually have the ovarian cancer and the majority will not. But we've got to have a better way. So we're trying to catch up with selectively screening where you might fall in that risk profile. So if you are BRCA1 or BRCA2 positive for a mutation, we're going to probably do your mammograms and your ovarian screens a little more aggressively. We may even suggest a hysterectomy. We're not suggesting in the medical field, but a lot of people are opting for that, like Angelina Jolie did. But with prostate cancer, everyone's told, no, we don't run PSAs anymore. We're not really doing digital rectal exams. You know, if you're having issues, fine. And I get a lot of people will have prostate cancer, and that won't be what kills them. It'll be so slow growing. But I notice there are some where it's more aggressive. And I hate the idea of telling people to watch and wait. They say only 1 in 41 men with prostate cancer die from it, raising the question of whether the patient's odds of survival are determined by the genes in their tumor. And researchers from Europe and U.S. Examined 444 tumor samples from men with advanced prostate cancer. They found the retinoblastoma gene, called the RB1, because mutations in it cause a rare eye cancer in children called retinoblastoma. So I wonder if kids with retinoblastoma may be more inclined to prostate cancer. But it can help keep tumor cells in check so they can't grow and spread too aggressively. Men with a mutation in the gene are thought to miss out on that protection where the tumor cells aren't held in check. Now, how many men could have this RB1 mutation? They think 10 to 20%. And I kind of agree with that number because I've seen about 10 to 20% of people with prostate cancer have aggressive prostate cancer. Now, it might be a different gene mutation. But prostate cancer will spread. And it can spread to the bones. And when it does spread, it can spread. And so, true, you can live without a prostate. But when the cancer spreads, it will eat up and it'll grow and it'll consume you. And dying of prostate cancer is not an easy death. They say in the U.S., 26,000 people die of prostate cancer each year. Now, what we need to do is you have to look at the speed at which your PSA rises. So what I would do, and again, this isn't USPSTF certified, but what I was taught, and I was taught by urologists, in family medicine, you train in your training, you train with a whole bunch of specialists. You do a month of urology, maybe a month of radiology, a month of cardiology, a month of this, maybe a couple months here or there. And so with urology, the urologist, and then once you're out of practice, you still work very closely, and my urologist would still teach me, you know, what they do. But how I was taught, and I love doing this, even though it's not recommended and sometimes insurance won't pay for it, is I love getting a baseline PSA at age 40. Let's just get your baseline. If your baseline is less than 1, you're probably fine for a few years. But if your baseline is 2, I'm going to probably recheck it in 6 months. Maybe a year. But I'll probably recheck it in 6 months. Now, if in 6 months, it's still 2, all right, I might wait a year or two. But if in 6 months, you go from 2 to 2.6 of your PSA, your prostate-specific antigen, I'm going to be like, wait a second here, something's rising. And what I was taught by urologists is if you rise more than a half a point in a year, that PSA is rising too fast. There's something up. So if, let's say, you were 1.5 1 year, and then you're 2.3 the next, you're rising. So that's why I like a baseline. And then I like to see if it went up. Now, true, if you have a prostate infection, if you have prostatitis, if you have inflammation, that could do that. A lot of times urologists will try an antibiotic, see if the number goes back down. But if it doesn't, now you need to be biopsied. Now, a lot of men will say that was horrible. Going through a prostate biopsy was horrible. And it is. You're awake through the whole thing. And remember, they don't know where the prostate cancer is. So they're going to biopsy and take a bunch of samples and try to figure out where it is. So then that's where they could direct treatment. But the gland is kind of a big gland. It's a big organ. So it's not the easiest thing to track and find. We can't just do a scan going, oh, there it is in the outer quadrant. We can't do it like that. So it is a pain in the butt, which is why they're like, guys, do you really need to start that path of looking at a PSA that rises? And let's say it is, and they do have a low-grade prostate cancer, who cares? They're going to die of something else before the prostate cancer kills them. So that's why the medical community came to that conclusion of we really don't have to be that aggressive with screening. But my problem is what if you have this 1 in 5 person that has the aggressive one? And 1 in 41 men die of it that have prostate cancer. So I just can't sit and ignore it. And then on top of that, you got a lot of guys out there wanting testosterone. So are they going to now accelerate the prostate cancer growing? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, no go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to notice there's going to be a lot of pregnancy news. There's going to be a lot of pregnancy stories and studies coming out because now that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry just had a baby, I don't think they named him yet. I'm not sure what they would name him. He's going to be seventh to the throne. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be naming their baby soon, and we'll all hear about it. Pretty exciting stuff, but there's going to be a lot of medical stories about expectant mothers and pregnancy, but I found this one kind of interesting, okay? Where there's a lot of advice that pregnant people get, expectant mothers, and Fox News decides to compile the best and the worst They say 84% of expectant mothers doubted the health choices they made during pregnancy. And despite making modifications, such as changing what they ate, you know, household cleaning supplies, skincare products, pregnant mothers were still regularly unsure of themselves. It's very scary when you have a baby. I don't know how many of you guys have had a baby. But you all of a sudden go from every single thing you do, who cares, to every single thing you do counts. When you go to the bathroom, if you hold it in, it could cause an infection to hurt the baby. What you eat will affect the baby. How you sleep will affect the baby. If you stress, if you talk, the baby hears what you say. The baby hears everything. Every time you burp, every time you fart, that baby knows. I mean, real intimate. You know, people are like, gosh, and I understand why mommies dote over the kids and, you know, moms don't want them to move out or whatever. It's because they have all those secrets. They know everything. I mean, they were a parasite in you for 9 months. Not to mention, their egg was with you ever since you were an infant. Infant girls have millions of eggs, which means Stone and Brock, my kids, were with me as eggs when I was an egg, basically. So I'll do that to freak them out. We'll be with my mom. I'm like, yeah, you guys are in my mom's tummy too, you know. Like, do you really have to go there, Mom? Because you got little baby eggs. So you can get very paranoid as a pregnant mom. Study of 2,000 mothers found that the, quote, rules of pregnancy have changed over time, which leaves soon-to-be moms having to decode the latest news and advice to determine how to best manage their health. And now they have a lot of misinformation online. So conducted by one poll in conjunction with Monistat, and Monistat is a vaginal cream for yeast infection, the study looked into the pregnant advice given to expectant mothers and how that's evolved over generations. And results showed that 3 in 5 think that they handled their own pregnancy very differently to how their mothers handled their pregnancy. Oh yeah, my mom smoked when she was pregnant with me. So what kind of stuff are we telling them now? Well, first, they looked at a study. They looked at what most people are worried about when they're pregnant. So, one is the health of the baby. They said 62%. You'd think it would be 100%, but anyway. Next was preparing for the pain of childbirth. That was on their mind. Then came finances. Then came being prepared to take care of a baby. Then the mom's own health was about 43%. Not getting sick while pregnant was 36%. Making it to the hospital in time, 34%. Nobody wants to give birth in the back of their Kia. Making sure I was eating enough was 31%. Following the rules of pregnancy from the doctor was only 30%. Baby-proofing the house was 28%. Now, who gave the best advice? Well, I thought doctors gave the best advice 60% of the time. My mom, 48%. Nurses, 33%. My friends who have gone through a pregnancy, 30%. Other female relatives, 20%. Now, what surprised the average pregnant woman? What were they not ready for? Well, many of them were not expecting the food cravings. They'd be like, why do I want to eat this? Their feet swelling, they didn't expect, 33%. Morning sickness. You know, it's one thing to go, all right, you know, you're going to be nauseous, you might throw up. When you feel it, you're like, oh, this is horrible. And it's a different nausea. The morning sickness is a different nausea, and as soon as I felt it with the second baby, I'm like, oh, please, God, no. It's just different. Stretch marks, thank God I only got a few, but that was scary. Unexpected emotions, like your emotions going up and down, heartburn, sore breasts. Oh, yeah, your breasts hurt. That is crazy. Frequent urination, difficulty sleeping, nobody warns you about that. Even before you get big. And then frequent discomforts. I was having stabbing pain in my vagina when I was pregnant with my first. I was having stabbing pain. Now, we think what was happening is it was my pelvis stretching. But it was, I was miserable. Like, what the heck is going on down there? So, doctors would advise everybody, and these are probably pretty standard, take your prenatals. Don't drink alcohol. Don't smoke. Rest when you can. Take a nap. If you're tired, listen to your body. Take a nap. Minimize stress. Make your husband do all the chores. No mother-in-law coming over. Exercise. You can still exercise. You don't go from sitting on your butt before you were pregnant to running marathons. But if you were exercising before you were pregnant, you could still continue that after. As long as you're not bleeding or having any, you know, threatened miscarriages. Have the car seat prepared for the baby arrives so you don't hold the baby when you drive home. Avoid saunas so you don't overheat the baby. Don't use ibuprofen, right, blood thinners, and stop changing cat litter. 25% were aware of that because of the toxoplasmosis. But this is the advice that the young ones are getting, that the older generations are like, really? One was don't cut your hair. 42% of pregnant women were told not to cut their hair. I don't get that one. Eliminate cold cuts from your diet. 33%. Avoid eating a new vegetable you've never tried. 33%. Now, here's the thing. I could see where we got, okay, don't cut your hair. Maybe where that comes from is don't go to a hair salon. You're around chemicals. You're going to smell them. So if you don't have to cut your hair, don't. But I honestly, you could cut your hair. There's nothing wrong with cutting your hair. You're not Samson. With the cold cuts, I get you got the nitrites and you got a lot of the, you know, preservatives. So I get that. I get that. In terms of the avoiding a new vegetable, let's say you get bloated or you start to have some intolerance to it and now you get some cramping. You have to kind of know whether it's that or the baby. So I could see that. Avoid touching cats. Now, this, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. Now, you know, you aren't supposed to change the poop box because the toxoplasma parasite that you could pick up. But then again, my cats, when they rub their tushy in the poo-poo litter and then they roll around on the ground, they might still have it. So I get that. Don't lie flat on your back. I was taught that. You don't want to compress the vena cava. So you want to be on your side so you don't compress the arteries. That's interesting. Don't dye your hair. I waited to dye my hair till my second trimester, not because the doctor told me. I was just like, I wanted little chemicals getting into the baby, you know. So I waited till second trimester, but you could dye your hair. Avoid eating sweets. Probably for gestational diabetes, people are worried about, but there's no recommendation. Avoid changing the cat litter. Avoid unpasteurized dairy. That makes sense. Don't use ibuprofen. Keep a food diary to ensure you're keeping up with daily requirements. I didn't do that. I just took a prenatal, but that's good. Avoid uncooked eggs. Limit coffee intake. I was taught in medical school no more than 2 cups a day. Add an extra 300 to 500 calories to your diet. Avoid seafood that's high in mercury. Avoid raw fish. Oh, I ate tons of sushi with my second pregnancy. I was craving it. And guess what? The kid loves sushi. Don't drink alcohol. Avoid flying on an airplane during third trimester. I did that. Join yoga. Huh. Alright. I don't know. I like that advice. I think yoga's cool. Alright, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877. That's Ollie.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.